And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 16th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist who said, if you can't annoy somebody, there's little point in writing. Kingsley Amis, born London, 1922. It's the birthday of the children's writer Gertrude Chandler Warner, born in Putnam, Connecticut, 1890. She taught first grade in the school there in Putnam, and one day when she was homesick, she thought up a story about kids who lived in an abandoned train car. And she brought it into her class, read it to her students, rewrote it until it was in very simple language that all the students could understand. And in 1924, she published it as The Boxcar Children, the story of Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, orphans, who take care of themselves living off the land until they're reunited with their grandfather. Some people thought it was a dangerous book, a bad influence, encouraging children to think they could get along fine without adults. But The Boxcar Children was very popular, and she wrote 18 sequels. She died in 1979. Ghostwriters continued the series, and there now are more than 100 Boxcar Children books. It's the birthday of Charlie Chaplin, born 1889. It always was assumed that he was born in London, but earlier this year the Chaplin children shared a new piece of information that he may have been born in a gypsy caravan. His daughter Victoria inherited a desk from her dad, and when she had a locksmith open a drawer, she found a letter from a man named Jack Hill, who said, "Hello, Charlie, if you'd like to know, you were born in a caravan. It belonged to the gypsy queen, who was my auntie. You were born on the Black Patch in Smethwick." The Black Patch was a Romany community, the Romany, an ethnic group often called gypsies. The community was outside the city of Birmingham. Chaplin's parents were both entertainers. They split up when he was two. He lived mostly with his mother. She was in and out of asylums. He spent some time in a workhouse, then in a school for poor children. Got a job in a play, The Painful Predicament of Sherlock Holmes. Turned out to be a hit, so it toured the United States, and in this country he got signed on to the movies. Charlie Chaplin, who said, "Failure is unimportant. It takes courage to make a fool of yourself." And it was on this day in 1852, Ivan Turgenev was arrested for writing an obituary for Nikolai Gogol, whose name was forbidden to be mentioned in the Russian press. Turgenev lived under house arrest for almost 2 years, wrote his book of short stories, A Sportsman's Sketches, then successful plays and novels, including Fathers and Sons. Here's a poem for today by Terence Winch, Success Story. My clothes are perfectly contoured to my body. My shoes and socks fit just right. My cat is a delightful, intelligent animal. My apartment is great, the right location, cheap rent. I eat the best food. My friends love me. I adore them. My lover is terrific and beautiful. The sun is shining. There are trees, even in the slums in Washington. I have tons of money and a gorgeous air conditioner. Great art hangs on my wall. I live a spine-tingling life of delirious sex and intense happiness. Success Story by Terence Winch, from The Great Indoors, published by Storyline Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found, and by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.